Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Yeah, hello to everybody. How you doing today? I hope today's a good day for you, because it's a beautiful day in Las Vegas. So I hope you're having a good day. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it's about 95 degrees, but it's a little overcast. There are clouds in the sky, and they're blocking the sun, but it's still hot in Las Vegas. Yes, it's hot, people. It's 95 degrees, and they're expecting that it's going to go up to about 105 before the end of the day. It's going to be a hot one here in Las Vegas. So I hope everybody that comes to Vegas is wearing shorts and T-shirts and bikinis and all of that nice eye candy wear for their walking around the strip and going in and out of the casino. I hope they're dressing for the weather, because we're in the desert. And it's hot in Nevada, in the desert, in the middle of June. Actually, today is June 28th, so it's almost the end of the month. And we're in the middle of the summertime in Las Vegas. So I hope everybody is comfortable. I hope they're wearing their masks and they're social distancing. And they're washing their hands and taking care of themselves, because the virus is still alive in Vegas, even though we've opened up and we're at 100% open. All of the casinos are wide open. All of the restaurants and the buffets are wide open. And entertainment is live in all of the casinos up and down the strip. So Las Vegas is wide open. It's going back to being the entertainment capital of the world. Yes. So welcome to Las Vegas. So first thing I want to do to start the show up is I want to tell you a quick story. I was riding on a train going to Jacksonville, Mississippi, because I was going to tell some jokes at Jacksonville University. And I was riding on the train, and I was going to a sleeper car in the second class section of the train because my manager wouldn't pay for me to fly. He thought it would save us some money if I just rode on the train. And it was like a 3-day train ride. So I could relax and I could get some sleep in and I could have a good time on the train, you know, because they got a restaurant and they got a bar and I could sit in my room and watch TV and I could sleep and I could listen to the radio. So it was nice. So when I was getting on the train, I walked by this lady, and she was sitting in the second-class sleeping section, and she was sitting in the cabin, and she had her baby sitting in the cabin with her. And I walked by, and I saw the lady, and I waved at her. And then I looked at the baby, and I said, oh! And then I caught myself. But that was the ugliest baby I've ever seen in my life. I was just, I was so drawn back by looking at that ugly baby. I was just too thrilled. But I didn't want to embarrass the woman. So I didn't say anything about her baby being so ugly. I just waved at the baby, blew it a kiss, and I kept on walking to my sleeping car. But there was a man behind me, and I know he stopped because the lady said, what are you looking at, mister? You act like you ain't never seen a baby before. And he said, ma'am, I've seen a lot of babies in my lifetime. But that's the ugliest baby I ever did see. My God, that is an ugly, ugly baby. And the woman started screaming and hollering, and the man ran off. He ran to the other part of the train. I guess he wasn't supposed to be in that section. So he ran to the other part of the train, and she was screaming, and she was hollering for the porter. And she was pulling the bell, and the porter came and said, ma'am, what is your problem? And she said, I've never been so insulted in my life. Somebody just insulted me, and I want to get off this train because I pay too much money to ride in this second class section of sleeping cars on your train to be insulted like I just was insulted. So I want to get off this train. And the porter said, well, ma'am, I don't know what happened and why you're so insulted, but we can try to help you solve your problem. Maybe if I move you to a first-class section in the sleeping cars, you could be around a better grade of people, and maybe they will treat you better. And the lady said, yeah, well, maybe so, but I really want to get off the train. And he was like, well, ma'am, we aim to please. So I'm going to move you to the first class section of the train. So grab your baby and grab your baby carriage, and I'll grab your suitcases, and you follow me to the first class section of the train. And she got up and grabbed her baby carriage, and she followed the porter to the first class section of the sleeping car on the train. And he got down to the first class section, and he put the key in the door and opened the door, and the door slid open. And he said, ma'am, after you. And she looked in, and she said, wow, this is beautiful. And he said, this is first class. This is the top of the line sleeping car we have on our train. And we're going to let you sleep in this sleeping car for the same price that you paid for your second class sleeping car, because we want everybody to be happy. So we want you to be happy. We want all our customers to be happy. So come on in and let me show you what the amenities are. So she walked in and she sat her baby down on one of the beds, and the man explained that we have two pull-out king-size beds in this sleeping car. So you have your choice of sleeping on the left or sleeping on the right. There are two sleeping beds that pull out, and you can sleep in either bed. And we have a big screen TV that shows like 300 TV channels, so you can watch any channel that you want to watch while you're riding in this sleeping car. And we have a pull-out table that you can pull out, and it has two reclining sofa chairs that you can recline, and you can sleep in the chair, or you can pull them up to the table, and you can eat while you're sitting at the table. And we have a radio station where you can get 150 radio channels on your radio station from all the radio channels across the country as we travel through the United States. So that's what you have here in this first class room, sleeping car. This is aimed to please. So what do you think? And she said, well, I really like this sleeping car. It's really nice. I think I like it. And he said, well, great. I'm glad to hear that. So since you have the kitchen right next to your cabin, I will go to the kitchen and see if I can get you a snack. And if I'm lucky, I can get you a banana for your baby monkey. That's the story by G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, DJ Papa D, let's talk NBA basketball for the G Money Sports Report today. All right, DJ Papa D, what's going on in the NBA? The Los Angeles Clippers are still playing the Phoenix Suns. So what's the series like now?
The Phoenix Suns lead that series 3-1, and game 5 is today.
Okay, well, let's go Clippers. You're representing L.A. You got to win. So you're down 3-1. Let's go. Get it together. Get it together. Because it's either win or go home for you today. All right, so let's go to the NHL. G-Money Sports Report for the National Hockey League. So what's going on in hockey? How about those Las Vegas Golden Knights?
Well, unfortunately, the Las Vegas Golden Knights lost Game 6 to the Montreal Canadiens. So the Canadiens won that semifinal series. The other semifinal series...
That's awful.
The other Yeah.
Let me cry for a minute. Oh, no.
Okay.
Las Vegas Golden Knights lost the semifinals to the Northern team from Canada. Oh, the Montreal Canadiens beat the Golden Knights. Oh, man. Well, they beat them 4-2. So they beat them. Actually, yeah, they beat them 4 out of 7. So the Golden Knights have a chance to win or go home. So they're going home. Oh, well, that's 3 years in a row they made it to the playoffs. And 3 years they didn't get to win the Stanley Cup. Wow. I'm disappointed in the Golden Knights. They played so well. They won their division, the West, and then they lost in the semifinals. Okay, DJ Papa D, I'm over that. So who else is playing in the National Hockey League?
The Tampa Bay Lightning beat the New York Islanders in their semifinal series 4-3. So the Tampa Bay Lightning has moved on to the Stanley Cup Finals. So it's Tampa Bay versus the Montreal Canadiens in the 2021 Stanley Cup playoffs.
Oh, man. So the team that won the West and the Central, were they from the West or they were from the Central Division?
The Montreal Canadiens are from the North, and the Tampa Bay Lightning is from the Central Division.
Okay, so it's the North versus the South for the Stanley Cup Championship. All right, well, we'll wait and see what's going to happen with the first round of the Championship Series. All right, that's G-Money Sports Report for the National Hockey League and for the NBA on today, Monday, June 28th, 2021. All right, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back with some more music in a minute.
New Year's Eve, I was rolling with the Southern California Firebirds and Camaros, and we went into the Crenshaw Shopping Center. And we parked all our cars in arrangement, and we got ready to go inside because it was almost midnight. And while we were standing outside talking, all of a sudden bullet shells started hitting the top of my car. Bing, bing, and I said, oh, no, they're shooting in L.A. And before I could think about it, I jumped inside my car, and I was like, well, if my car gets shot, it's okay because I'm in my car. But the bullets were coming down out the sky. It was raining bullets, and I was holding on to my buddy, and I was like, dude, I hope we don't get shot.
We'll be right back.
first got to Vegas, my girlfriend, which is Snoop's auntie, she had gotten word that Snoop was performing in concert. So I didn't know at the time, but the AVN, the Adult Video Network, was holding a convention in Las Vegas for all the porno stars. And they had a concert, which was the Pimp and Players Ball, and Snoop was the special guest. So we went to the concert, and we were standing up front by the stage, and Snoop came out and performed and was doing his show, and he broke out a blunt, and he lit the blunt on stage and then passed it to me, and I turned and looked at all of the cameras in the audience, and I saw it was on all of the TV screens in the room, so I was the star right then and there.
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com. where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything, from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Gerard's Facebook page, or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money Radio Show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@juno.com.
That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? Are you having a good time today? Are you enjoying your life? Are you having a great day? Because it's beautiful here in Las Vegas. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2021. So welcome to Gregory's Story. All right, well, now it's time for me to tell a story that I recorded for the listeners. Story, though, I got a couple. Girlfriend that had one eye and one leg. And I said, man, what did you call her? He said he called her IHOP. I also knew a girl that had 2 strands of hair, and she put some grease on her hair and combed her hair to the side, and she called her hairstyle dippity-doo. I told her it'll dip, but it won't do. You know, why does a bear wear a big fur coat? Because he look really silly wearing a sweater. Woo! I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, DJ Papa D, go ahead and play the story that I recorded for the listening audience. And then we can play my song. I got dogs in my neighborhood. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
When I was in the 6th grade, I was getting ready to go to my little league game, and I was getting ready to pitch against the 2nd best team in the league. We were tied with them for 2nd place, and so I was going to go and pitch against them so that we could move up in the standings. So my mother took me out to the front yard of my house, and from driveway to driveway was the distance of the pitching mound. That was about 60 feet. So she took me out there, and I was dressed in my baseball uniform, and I was ready to go to the game. And she got my catcher's glove, and she said, well, let's play catch, and I can get you loose before you play. And I said, okay. So I threw the ball and we played catch because my mother was an athlete. She played softball in high school and she was a talented athlete in college. So she could handle the baseball. And I threw the ball and we played catch for about 20 throws. And then she squatted down like a catcher. And she said, okay, let me see you hit the glove. And I was like, what? And she's like, pretend I'm your catcher, Daryl, and you throw me the ball like you're going to throw it in the game tonight. So I said, okay. And I wound up and I threw the ball kind of light to her. And she says, no, throw it like you're going to throw it in the game.
And I'm like, you want me to throw it fast like that? But you're a girl. You can't catch a fastball. And she said, pretend I'm Daryl, your catcher, and throw me the ball. And I said, okay. And I wound up and I threw another pitch to her. And she said, I told you to put some stank on the ball. Throw with some heat. I want to hear you. I want to see you make this glove pop. And I said, okay. And the next pitch, I wound up and I fired the ball in. And it hit the glove and she said, ow. And she threw the glove up in the air. And I said, I'm sorry, Mama. I didn't mean to throw it that hard. And she was like, it's all right. That ball popped. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. You put heat on your throw like that. That's how I want you to pitch tonight. I want you to throw the ball like that every pitch. And I was like, okay. And she was shaking her hand, and she put the glove back on, and she said, all right, let's throw the ball. And I fired it in for about 20 more pitches. And then I said, all right, let me see, show you my curveball. And I threw the curveball, and it broke about 4 feet. And she said, my God, you got an excellent curveball. And I'm like, Mama, you ain't seen nothing yet. So that's the end of my story. Because my daddy came home, and he had to change clothes. And then we jumped in the car with all of my brothers, and we went to the baseball diamond for me to pitch my first no-hitter in my life. Yes, it was an excellent game, but I lost the no-hitter 1-0. Yep, it was a good game I pitched. I had 20 strikeouts, but I walked the very first batter that came to the plate, and so we ended up losing the game 1-0.
I had a situation where I was pitching in St. Anselm's, and I was in the sixth grade, and I was pitching against St. Eugene's Elementary School, and we were tied with second place with St. Eugene's, so we had to win this game in order to move into second place automatically by ourselves. So we started the game, and St. Eugene's had a player on the team. His name was John Long, and he actually had a younger brother named William Long that played football with me at Sarah High School. But before I got to Sarah, we played at St. Anselm's. And John played for St. Eugene's. And John wasn't really an athlete. He wasn't really a ball player. But he was out on the team, and the coach decided to put him in the game early so that he could get his time in, and then he could pull him out of the game, and he could play his better players. So what he did was he sent John to the plate, and he told John to squat down, because John was real short. So he told him to squat down at the plate. And when I was pitching, it made it a little difficult for me to throw strikes at John, because everything I threw, it went over the plate. But it went like waist high or neck high or head high. I couldn't throw anything any lower than that because I just couldn't bend that far when I threw the ball. So everything went across the plate, but it went high because John was squatting down. So I ended up walking John, first batter up in the beginning of the game. And then I was pitching to the next batter, and I was throwing curveballs because I was famous for my curveballs. And I was throwing curveballs, and the guys were swinging, and they were missing the ball, but my catcher was missing the ball. And so the ball would go to the backstop, and the catcher would jump up and run to the backstop to catch, go get the ball. John would run to second base. And it wasn't like he was stealing. He was just moving to second because his coach told him to run. So he ran, and he got to second base, and he was safe. So now I'm pitching at this batter, and I strike him out. So now we got one out. And the next batter comes up, their third hitter, and I'm throwing the ball, and I'm still throwing curveballs. I'm throwing my famous curveball that nobody could hit. So I was throwing curveballs. I was throwing sliding across and dropping down. I had all kind of curveballs in my portfolio. And I threw the ball, and the catcher missed the ball again. And the guy, John, ran to third base. So now we got one out, and we got a guy on third base. And so I strike the next guy out. So I struck out two batters, and I walked one batter, and the batter's on third base now. And I start throwing batter. Now, this is their best hitter, and I'm throwing everything at him. I'm throwing fastballs in and out because I had a coach that showed me how to move my pitches around. Pablo was my coach, and he showed me how to move the pitches around, inside, outside, high, low. He showed me how to work the plate. So I was throwing fastballs, and I was moving the pitches around. And then I come back with my curveball, and the batter couldn't even get with my curveball. It was just moving too much for him. In fact, I would throw it at the batter, and it would get all the way to the batter, and then it would curve and go across the plate. So it was hard to hit my curveball. So the batters had a hard time hitting my pitch. So I struck the guy out, but my catcher missed the ball. And on a strike three pitch, if the catcher misses the ball, the runner can run to first base, and if he gets to first base before the ball gets to first base, then the runner will be on base. It's like a base hit. So our catcher missed the ball, and he was running after the ball, and he threw the ball to first base, and John ran home and scored. And I didn't even know he was coming to the plate because I was still standing on the mound. My catcher had run away from the home plate to go get the pass ball, and he threw it to first, and John scored. So that's how they got the one run. And the rest of the game, I pitched a perfect hitter. I pitched a no-hitter, but I lost 1-0. And that was the best game I ever pitched in my life. And after that, my daddy complimented me, told me I pitched a good game. And the guys on my team said I was just lucky because I was my daddy's boy. And I'm like, you guys are just mad because I'm a good pitcher. That's all. I know I'm good.
Wow.
So
wow.
I went, and after that, we lost the game, so we ended up taking third place in the league that year.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Okay, let's doggy step. Doggy step. Rub the big breath. The doggy step. on two time, on three time, on four time, marching up four time, on two time, on three time, marching up, don't you jump it up.
I'd like to tell you about the dogs in my hood. If you come to South Central LA, you go to 65th Place and go to the middle of the block, and you go to the 7th house, and then you listen and you hear a dog making a lot of noise. He's barking and growling and making a lot of sound, 'cause he's a guard dog and he won't be letting you know that he don't want you to come messing around. He's in charge of his house. He takes care of people that live in the house. He's a guard dog and he don't mean no harm. But if you see him on the street, you better beware. You cross the street and run down the block and get somewhere, 'cause he's a guard dog. And if you see him out, he's a brown, a black and white, and gray husky, Alaskan Malamute with a shiny white tail, and the tail curls and rolls up his back. And when you see him, you think he looks real good and you want to go and pet him, but I wouldn't. I'ma tell you, the dog ain't nice. He's a guard dog and he lets you know that he don't play. So get ready, get ready to run somewhere, 'cause he's a guard dog and his name is Chance. He walks the house to the right and the house to the left and the three houses across the street, and he smells the bushes and he pees in the trees. He marks his territory to let you know that he's a guard dog and he's on patrol. He's a guard dog and he's doing his thing, 'cause he's taking care of the property, and he lets you know that he's a guard dog. I'd like to tell you about the dogs in my hood. If you come to South Central LA, you go to 65th Place, and if you go down the block to the end of the street, there's a corner house with a dog on the beat. He's in the corner house, and if you walk by the fence, he's barking and growling and sticking his head out and trying to bite you when you walk by his yard, 'cause he's a guard dog and he's doing his job. He's a white shepherd, all white, and his name is Cola, and he's real nice. But don't get it wrong, 'cause he's B-I-B-I-O-U-S. Yes, he's vicious. Oh, yes. He will bite. He got big teeth, and he growls and he barks real mean. And if you see him out on the street, you better run and go the other way, 'cause he's a guard dog. And he's taking his place in charge of his corner. He's controlling the crowd, 'cause he's a guard dog. And he barks out loud, he's a guard dog. And he's doing his job, 'cause he's the controller on the corner, and letting you know that if you see him out, you better run and hide and go, 'cause he's a guard dog. The dogs in my neighborhood are up to no good. The dogs in my neighborhood are guard dogs, and they're doing their job. They're guard dogs,
and they deal with the mob. They're guard dogs. And yes, they bite. So get away and get out of sight, because they're dogs and they're guard dogs. And you know what? If you see them out, you better cross the street and run the other way, because this is guard dogs and they just don't play. They are guard dogs. They are taking care of their neighborhood, and they are barking and making a lot of noise like they should, because they're guard dogs. And they let the neighbors know that they're in charge, and they take care of it, and so they are guard dogs. My neighborhood dogs, guard dogs, are the dogs in my hood. Guard dogs, and they're up to no good. They are guard dogs, and they're doing their job. They are guard dogs, and they don't deal with the mob. They are guard dogs, doing their thing. They are guard dogs, and don't mean a thing, but they're violent. V-I-V-I-O-D-S. Yes, their bitch is hell, yes. They're guard dogs in my neighborhood. They are taking control of the streets. They are guard dogs. And if they get a chance, they will bite. So if you see them out, you cross the street and run the other way, because they're guard dogs, and they just don't play. They are guard dogs. The dogs in my hood, they're guard dogs, and they're up to no good.
Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Sarah High School in Gardena, California is doing a fundraiser, and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. So look on the internet and look up Unipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world?
This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. Now it's time for me to talk to my fans, for me to deal with my $50 cash prize. Today is Monday, and we're going to play a clip from a movie, and I'm going to be looking for caller number 21, the 21st caller that calls into the radio show with the name of the movie. We'll win $50 cash prize. Now, I'm looking for caller 21, so keep calling until you hear that I have a caller 21. Don't stop early. Don't stop at 15. Don't stop at 17. Don't even stop at 20. Go all the way to 21 and see if you can be a winner. It's $50 cash prize available for the winner. So DJ Papa D, play the clip from the movie, and we'll give the audience 5 minutes to call into the radio show and name the name of the movie.
This country, you've got to make the money for us. Then when you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, then you get the woman.
All right. That's a clip from a real interesting movie. It's a real popular flick. So you got 5 minutes to call into the radio station and be caller 21 and name that movie. Okay, DJ Papa D, play that clip one more time for our listening audience.
This country, you've got to make the money for us. Then when you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, then you get the woman.
All right. So, you got 5 minutes, fans, to call the radio station and tell us what the name of that movie is. I'm looking for caller 21. So, while we're waiting, DJ Papa D, play one of my songs. How about The Divine Nine? Yeah, play that one. We haven't heard that one in a while. Play, I'm talking about the Divine Nine. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity. It was founded in 1906. They wear black and gold. And then there's Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity. It was founded in 1911. They wear crimson and cream. And then it's Omega Psi Phi fraternity. They founded in 1911. They wear purple and gold. Then we got Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. They were founded in 1914. And they wear royal blue and diamond white. Then there's Iota Phi Beta. They were founded in 1963. And they wear brown and gold. That's the end of the ribbon.
fraternity. Now for the sorority, for the women, Alpha Kappa Alpha, the sorority. They were founded in 1908, and they wear pink and green. Then you got Delta Sigma Theta, the sorority. They were founded in 1913, and they wear red and white. And then you got Zeta Phi Zeta, the sorority. They wear royal blue and diamond white. And they're founded in 1920. And then you got Sigma Gamma Rho. It was founded in 1922. And they wear golden blue. And I'm telling you about the Divine Nine. God bless the Divine Nine. All hallelujah to the Divine Nine. They volunteer to work in the soup kitchen so they could feed low income, the homeless and the poor. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. They volunteer to work in the hospital, the doctors and the nurses, and heal the soldiers that were wounded in the war. World War I, World War II, and the Vietnam War. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. Then I want to tell you about the group that volunteers to teach black kids in the South when it was illegal to teach black kids to read and write. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. Then they hosted fundraisers and gave the money to the charities so they could give away college scholarships to high school seniors. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about blacks that marched all over the world for civil rights. They complained about the white policemen killing black people, illegal murders, like George Floyd. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about marching on Million Man March, marching on Washington, D.C., where Farrakhan talked to the black men. He told them they need to take control of their house and their families. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about women working for civil rights, equal work for equal pay. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about crossing across the state and sinking men in white only restaurants. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about black marching on Selma Bridge for the right to black to vote with John Lewis and Martin Luther King Jr. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. I'm talking about integration, pro sports, football, basketball, baseball, track, golf, tennis, and sports like that. I'm talking about the Divine Nine. God bless the Divine Nine. I'm talking about black and gold, crimson and green, purple and gold, royal blue and diamond white, and black, brown and gold. Talking about the men, now the women of the divine now, pink and green, red and white, royal blue and diamond white, and golden blue. I'm talking about the divine nine. God bless the divine nine. All hail to the divine nine. All hail to the divine nine. God bless the divine nine. I'm talking about the divine nine. I'm D-Money, the pimp, pimp. If you didn't know, you better ask somebody. I'm D-Money, the pimp, pimp. If you didn't know, you better ask somebody. And they'll tell you it's so, 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 so. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes? That's the way it is. That's the way it is. Don't you know that's how it goes?
You know, I was teaching school in Compton, and I had some black kids, and I had some white kids, and some Indian kids, and some Asian kids, and I had some Mexicans. So I need to find out if everybody could speak English, because otherwise I had to send them to a bilingual class. I got up and I asked them, I said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And the kids were talking among themselves, and then one kid stood up, and I said, Michael, did you understand what I asked you? And he said, yeah. You said, if you're dumb as a rock and you're stupid as hell, stand up. And I said, okay, well, if you understood what I'm saying, then why are you standing? He said, well, teacher, I didn't want you to be standing by yourself.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Gerard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G. Money and sign up with GS Partners and join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G-Money radio show and listen to the Daily Report on the value of the G999 coin for your net worth and pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. Well, I was talking to my fan club members, and I was hoping to get a caller to call in and be caller 21, but we got a caller, but he didn't have the right answer. The right answer to the movie is Scarface, 1983, starring Al Pacino. Yep, the name of the movie is Scarface by Al Pacino, starring Al Pacino, in 1983, thriller. It was a drug movie that was out of this world. All right. Well, since I didn't get a winner, I guess I put the money back in the chest for tomorrow's radio show, and I think we'll have a chance to give it away tomorrow on Tuesday's radio show at 3 o'clock. So be on in the audience and listening for tomorrow's radio show, because I don't know what number I'm going to be looking for, but all you have to do is be the caller, and you can win. You don't have to answer any questions. You don't have to answer any, pick any songs, or, and you automatically win $50. So that's how we'll do it tomorrow on Tuesday's radio show. Okay, now it's time for me to give the the financial report on the G999 coin. Right now, the coin is worth 0.006, which is 0.06 of a penny. So it's still less than a penny, people. You can start collecting your coins, and you have plenty of time to collect a lot of coins before it goes up to a value of $1 or $10 or even just $1. You can make some money. So the more coins you collect, the more money you'll make, and it's a whole lot more with the coin and the opportunity to turn other people on to making money in that industry. So you can be in business for yourself, but not by yourself if you work with the team. Join Team We Believe and collect the coin. The more coins you collect, the more money you'll make. And I'm G Money. I wouldn't tell you if it wasn't true.
All right. Well, DJ Papa D, I think the clock on the wall says that's all. But I think I want to take a break to wish everybody a happy birthday. Do we have any birthday wishes I can give a shout-out to today? Because today is Monday, June 28th, 2021. So I think
yes.
We got a couple of birthdays we can give a shout-out to. And then I can sing happy birthday to them, which is a real treat for them. I know it is. So DJ Papa D, name off the birthday people for me so we can all acknowledge the people that are celebrating their birthdays today on June 28th, 2021.
All right. We have quite a few birthdays today, so I'll just go through the list. Happy birthday to Adrian Lawrence. Adrian is 27 years old today. Happy birthday to Honey Sana'a, Kimberly Collins, Tammy Jennings Washington, Kimberly Ross, Anthony Charles turns 38 years old today, Lynn Day Ashford is 40 years old today, Nicole Nevels is 44 years old today, Terrell Williams is 39, happy birthday Terrell, Christy Bradford Verdun has a birthday today, as does Adam Kane, and last but not least, Audrey Divine Infinity.
Audrey Divine Infinity? Wow.
Infinity.
That's an interesting name.
Yeah.
Real interesting. She has to be one of my stars. She has to be a Zeta. With a name like that, he's a star. All right. Happy birthday to all of my family, my friends, and my fans that listen to the radio show. Happy birthday to you. All my Greek brothers and my sorority sisters, happy birthday to you on today, June 28th, 2021. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to all of you. Happy birthday to you. You live in a zoo. You look like a monkey, and you act like one, too. Happy birthday, y'all. And I hope everybody gets some tonight. You know, tell your husband, tell your wife, tell your girlfriends, your boyfriends. Tell them you better get some tonight. Yeah, tell them you're not selling for nothing left. You know, I mean, like, get some cake or some pie or some ice cream or something like that. That's what I mean. Happy birthday, y'all. All right, DJ Papa D. I'm G Money, and I'm signing out saying it's time to move on. I want to thank my brothers, DJ Papa D, for being my radio show engineer, and thank DJ Papa, DJ Big Nasty, for putting my radio show on social media so everybody around the world can listen to my show. And I want to wish everybody happy birthday. And have a good time. And we're getting ready to come up on July 4th weekend. So have a good time. Be careful. Be safe. Wear your mask. Wash your hands. Have your social distancing. And make sure you don't take anything home that you didn't leave the house with. Be careful and be safe, because God loves you. And I love you too. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a good day. I'm out. Peace. All right, DJ Pop. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that it says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right things and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom, and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district, so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. and we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name, I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen.
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.